This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Included in Governor John Bel Edwards' budget proposal for next fiscal year is a fully funded top scholarship program, an increase to higher education, and a $1,000 teacher pay raise. Left out is any additional money for early childhood education. That could end up being a point of contention during the next legislative session, which starts next month. Jessica Baghian is the Assistant Superintendent of Education in Louisiana. Jessica, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Sure.
So early childhood education programs serve kids from birth to age 4, preparing them for kindergarten. How well is Louisiana meeting those early childhood education needs right now?
Well, we've seen a real effort across the state in the past 6 years to improve the quality of our programming across the state. However, we have a remaining very serious access problem. We have fewer than 7% of children in need birth to 2 in the state, and fewer than 33% of 3-year-olds who can access quality early care currently in Louisiana. This has serious repercussions for working families who want to be part of our economy. And so that access challenge is a very serious one for our state.
Additional funding for early childhood education has been left out of the governor's budget proposal. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we hope to continue discussions with our board and the governor's office and the legislature. The bottom line for us is we know that quality early childhood is critical to our workforce, our families, and our children. And it's often spoken of as a priority. And yet, when you look at the budget, as you say this year, we don't see any dollars represented for expanding access to youngest learners, which I think is certainly a missed opportunity for our state and certainly a detriment to our families.
How much money would be needed to adequately fund early childhood education in the next budget?
The bottom line is we need a minimum of $40 million. At the same time that we're not serving enough children, we're also not serving them at a high enough rate, meaning right now the subsidy that the state provides only actually gives parents access to 1 in 4 centers across the state. The feds have told us that is not good enough. We must raise that rate. And so the $40 million allows us to raise the rate at the minimum required federally, and it would allow us to serve those families who are currently awaiting services. That does nothing to address the thousands of additional families out there who do not yet have any access to this program but are likely eligible, but it does address those who have currently raised their hand and said, I need this in order to go to work or school.
A bill is expected next session that would legalize sports betting in Louisiana. Now, there's been some discussion about dedicating any revenue from sports betting to early childhood education. Obviously, that bill would have to first clear the legislature and then go to a vote of the people. So there are a number of hurdles to jump. Is this dedicated revenue something the department would support?
We certainly appreciate the discussion around all of this and the dedicated funds. I think the challenge is what you alluded to, which is there are many, many, many steps in that process. And so the concern for us is, you know, as I said, right now we have thousands of families awaiting services. That $40 million need is a need as of, you know, the next fiscal year. I think the more certain short-term future is to ensure a revenue allocation that addresses that immediate emergency and then continue those discussions longer term.
Jessica Baghian, Louisiana's Assistant Superintendent of Education, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.